It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Holly Granger, food editor at MyRecipes.com. And if you like the salty-sweet combination, you'll love today's recipe.
I love this recipe. It's so easy to make. We give you a recipe for a traditional brownie.
Okay.
So, you know, it has the flour and sugar and cocoa, and it's just a very traditional brownie. Now, you can't cheat on this topping because it is way too decadent, and it's what makes this recipe so unique and what it is. It's one of our, you know, top-rated, high-rated recipes that our audience just loves.
Okay, so tell me how to make the caramel topping for the brownie.
To make the topping, you'll melt a quarter cup of butter in a saucepan, and then you'll add some brown sugar and milk, let that melt again. You'll take that off the heat, and then you stir in some vanilla and powdered sugar, about half a cup of powdered sugar, and just whisk that really well until it's a smooth caramel type of topping. And then you spread that over the brownies, and you want to make sure the brownies have cooled because you don't want to add that to a warm brownie and then it kind of starts to cook or separate. So make sure the brownies are cool. Add your mixture, and then you just let that stand for about 20 minutes or until it cools down and it starts to set. And then just for that indulgent, amazing topping, I just like to melt some bittersweet chocolate. So you can either melt that with a little bit of milk in a microwave-safe bowl and then just whisk that together until it's nice and smooth. You'll drizzle that over the caramel topping. And then the kicker of all of it is just a small sprinkle of sea salt. And that small little bitty salty flavor really helps to enhance the sweet flavor of the brownies and the caramel topping.
Get all the details. Visit the Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.